Paul Massara joins us now, has been in Melbourne this morning with Scissor Kick, having a jump out down the straight. Morning to you, Paul.
Yeah, morning. How are you, Andrew?
Very well indeed. I've just had the chance of looking at it on the Flemington YouTube page, and Craig
what
Williams, I thought that, well, seriously, none of them were pushed out solid, but your horse shaded the others and did it really comfortably first time down the straight.
Yeah, no, I was really happy with it, and so was Craig. First time with the blinkers on as well, so we just wanted to make sure that he jumped cleanly with them on. He was a little bit slow away, but mustered speed quickly, and ended up in front, which wasn't by design, but the horse was just travelling, and obviously won the heat quite comfortably. But as you said, nothing behind us was being pushed out, and certainly I don't think it was anyone's intention to really give their horse a good solid hit out today. But good experience for the horse. He certainly improved. Craig thought definitely was the right way to go, giving him a hit out down the straight. Thought he'd pick up a lot from it, and he was very pleased.
And the blinkers, you've just been waiting for a race like the Coolmore Saturday week?
Yeah, well, this gives us a chance. Obviously, we're coming back in distance, so I thought it'd be the right time to try them over the shorter trip. They don't fire him up too much, but certainly had him focused this morning, and he's been working well in them, so he'll be racing them the next Saturday.
Okay. And given the quality of this race 8 days away, it's going to be such an intriguing build-up to it all, isn't it? And now that you've had that experience, at least that helps you.
No, definitely. I think this race, the way it's shaping up, is probably going to be, end up being the highest-rated three-year-old Group 1, I'd say, the season. It's just the depth of the race, really, more than anything. It's going to be a hot race with Rich Enough and horses like that in the field. It's going to be a very competitive race. And, I think there's probably, five or six hopes in the race, and we're certainly one of them.
Anything over the weekend our listeners should be keeping an eye on from the Massara stable?
No, nothing this weekend. Very quiet, so nothing till next week. So very quiet at the moment.
All right, you take it easy. We'll chat to you next week.
Thanks very much, Andrew. All the best.
Paul Massara with Scissor Kick. John O'Shea was also in Melbourne. He had two in this jump out that we're talking about, Earthquake and Gibellines. John, were you happy with the pair?
Oh, probably a little bit disappointed in the execution of Gibellines, but he was probably just a bit fresh, hadn't had a run for a while, and never got any cover. And when he does that, he's not as effective, obviously. So that'll take the fire out of him, Andrew, and I'm sure he'll be okay when we get to the Cornwall Saturday week.
Righto. Earthquake, I just said to Paul, I've just had the chance of watching it down the straight on the YouTube page. Had the blinkers on this morning?
Yeah, it's something that we've sort of been toying with for some time, just looking for the right opportunity to put them on. I think we've got that Saturday week, and she goes into the race fitting well, and just with a nice little bit of improvement, and the addition of the blinkers will definitely help her.
I should know this. Has she raced much down the straight?
Never.
Never. Okay. So, like Scissor Kick, just having that experience, you feel will help greatly?
I think so, Andrew, yeah.
And has come on again since Caulfield?
Definitely. Yeah, look, obviously, all her targeting has been towards the Coolmore Stakes, and looking to have her on track going into that. She presented really well, and she's made nice improvements since her win the other day.
Did James McDonald ride this morning?
No, James is staying in Sydney because he picked up a few rides this evening there when Sidestep was scratched out of Manicato. So just left him, didn't want him up and back, 2 days in a row. So thought he'd stay there, and young Chad Schofield was kind enough to come and do
it. Okay. All right, well, everything's there. And Gibellines will run. You just think that that'll just take that fire out of his system this morning?
Yeah, look, he's a funny little fellow. He's got a few idiosyncrasies, and obviously in the beginning, preview, he was a bit disappointing. But again, he sort of found himself in a compromised position and didn't finish off. But if you go back to his run in the day, it was more than effective, and I'm sure he'll be competitive there next Saturday.
And just on the Cox Plate, mate, everything good with Swain S?
Yeah, he's a happy little fella. He's fitting well, and being strong and healthy, so it's the right scenario to have him in if he's going to be competitive in a Cox Plate. He's in a great frame of mind to do so.
And do you feel with that lightweight for the three-year-olds that from your draw that at some stage you'll try and get to a forward position?
No. No. I think the one thing we learnt from the other day is that he's a one-dimensional horse that likes to be given one run, and he can make a long, sustained run when he's allowed to do that. And we'll definitely be riding him conservatively.
Okay, so that's Swain S. Anything else across the weekend for our listeners?
I've got a, you know, just a nice team of horses in, Andrew, from this evening through till Saturday. You know, Gouldian's in great order and gets a good run in the race. And seems a nice form coming out of his win at Warwick Farm. I appreciate the 2000. And got a lovely filly called Allegria and a nice mare called Transfers, both going well in Sydney, and a nice two-year-old called Furnaces, you know. So, I mean, obviously, you don't need to be a genius to work out that he'll be hard to beat, but he's yep. got much value there. But he's a very nice horse. And, be disappointed if he didn't run well.
Good luck to you. I hope Goldian goes all right. I was a little cheapy. I threw in the Star Stable yesterday. I thought I've got to get in front of Duff, although I think I still am now after Admire Racky last week. But I thought it might just step up tomorrow, eh, in a little minor race.
Oh, look, I'd be surprised if he didn't run very well for you, Andrew. You know, he's very fit and very well. And like I said, he gets a good run in the race. And, you know, he'll be strong at the 2000.
Thanks, John. Good luck right over the weekend.
Thank you, man.
Thanks, mate. John O'Shea there from Melbourne following the jump out this morning of Earthquake and Gibbelines. The